Yeah, thanks for joining me now, Carl Healy. Carl, excellent advert for conference football as a whole, really. Worcester City doing their bit, but end of the day coming out without the trophy.
Yeah, you know, it was a great advert, as you say, and we scored a great goal through Sean Geddes, as he's done many, many times for us this season. But, you know, Arias, a little bit of extra quality showed in the end. You know, the changes they made were quite pivotal in the game. But, you know, both sets of supporters come out. You know, it was a decent atmosphere, good game, and, yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
And the way Worcester played as well must give you hope as well for, I suppose, for next season. I know players are coming out of contract. You're probably going to be looking to retain a few of the lads that you've got. Injuries as well. You're coming up to the Colwyn Bay game, and you won't be getting your boots back on just yet, will you?
Not a chance, no. We struggled to fill the bench. We only had the 15 players, missing Kyle Haynes because he's cup tied playing for Stourbridge in an earlier round. So that's all we've got. But you know, the lads went out and they did themselves and the club proud. You know, they give everything they've got, good account of themselves, and just fell short at the end. But you know, you look back and I couldn't ask any more of them.
I suppose for a neutral as well, you're looking at that sort of game. As you say, there was very little difference, was there, until Harry's made a few changes. It didn't quite work for them playing three at the back, and then they bring on somebody like Jaron Hodgkiss, who's perhaps been Harry's most pivotal player all season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jared Hodgkiss in particular, I thought he was excellent. You know, he gave them a real lift, you know, energy, and got the winning goal. So, you know, credit to him. But you know, he's a top player. He's been around, and you can't hide the quality he's got. So it was always going to be tough for us. But you know, as I say, we've pushed them really, really close. We've nothing to choose in the game, and we've just been pipped. And In the last seconds there, we had you know, Dan Entes had a great chance and there's a great block. So you know, congratulations to Kidderminster, you know, on the evening. They just about shaded it.
From a management team yourself and Matty Gardner, you can't ask for any more from the players than that, can you? You know, they've performed, you know, probably beyond some of their wildest dreams as well.
This season's been certainly the most memorable whilst I've been involved in football. And you know, we'll all look back come Saturday evening on some real fond memories. I think we've been victims of our own success, obviously losing our best players, because they've been put in the spotlight and they've done exceptionally well. But we try to look at that as a positive. You know, people and players will look at us now and look at the track record of moving players on, and hopefully that will help us with our recruitment drive through the summer. But you know, that group of players, they've had to overcome lots of obstacles this season. It's been really enjoyable. They've been a credit to the football club. And as I say, you've seen that they're not a bad side either tonight. We've still got a couple of players to come back. You know, missing Danny Jackman and Connor Gator, who've been pivotal players for us this season. Hopefully they'll be back fully fit through pre-season. And it all bodes well for the future.
Before that, though, you've got a big game against Colwyn Bay. Well, a big game for Colwyn Bay, but Worcester City are going to have to play their part in it, aren't they?
Well, you know, I mean, I just said to the boys there, there's never a shortage of people in football waiting to kick you when you're down. And we've had a good season. We want to finish in eighth position if we can. And we're guaranteed of a top 10. And, you know, it's going to be tough for Colwyn Bay, but you know, we have to be brutal and we have to go out and try and inflict some pain and relegate them. That's football. We've got to be professional about it, and that's what we're aiming to do.